Finally today, some day-to-day notes from the last week or so. On Monday, we carried a story by Brian Unger about a session with a self-defense instructor who happened to be a woman. A listener in Indianapolis writes, Brian Unger was trying to present a titillating, almost fetishized story about a female inflicting violence on males. Everything, from the sound effects of the producer grunting as he got hit, to Unger's concluding questions, have you ever wanted to kick a talent agent in the groin, was gratuitous and totally inappropriate. Violence is violence, period. It isn't any better or sexier to direct the hostility toward men. Actually, a number of letters question day-to-day's taste. Well, this is a new program, not so much uncouth in our minds as undeveloped or not fully developed. Taste in public programming is a concern here. So is exploration. So are new voices. So is our mantra, ideas, beliefs, behaviors. We will get into trouble sometimes, especially because we also hope to make a program that's both interesting and fun to listen to. And a final note. A number of you wrote to thank us about a piece of music we recorded in Mali earlier this year. The musicians are a group of orphans in Timbuktu. How can we get this music? And how can we help these kids, people ask? Reasonable questions. They occur to me all the time, in places where decent people endure wretched conditions and carry on with a grace and hope that I'm not sure I could manage. Listen. Connecting you, you who hear these stories and write to us, connecting your concern with the people who need it is harder than you might think. First, someone owns the rights to these recordings, NPR in one sense, and the people who create and provide the music in another. We can do this. I'll get one or two of these songs put on our website, npr.org. You'll be able to hear them. And I'll get an address for the Mali orphans. I know a guy who goes through Timbuktu sometimes. This is going to take a while. All our website builders are busy this week with the hurricane. But I'll remind you of this in the weeks ahead, and what you do is up to you. And I'm off for a week on vacation. My colleague Mike Schuster will be here, along with the day-to-day regulars, Karen Grigsby Bates, Mike Pesca, Madeline Brand. Enjoy listening to them. I will, and I'll be back with you soon. All of us do enjoy hearing from you. We hope you'll continue to write. Comments, criticisms, commendations, all welcome at day-to-day@npr.org.